your life. That's ups and downs, and that's what it's all about. I did some last year that I wanted to do a long time. First, let me start by saying I have a new live album out. It's called I'm Not Broken. It's from a concert I did last year at the Women's Correctional Facility in Kansas. The Topeka Correctional Facility. You see, this is a long time dream of mine in a crazy way. When I was very young, when I was about 7 years old, I grew up in Leavenworth, Kansas. If you didn't know that, that's where I grew up, Leavenworth. And sometimes if you hear Leavenworth, you think, oh yeah, prisons. We have a lot of them, five. And I grew up just a couple blocks from the big house, the big federal penitentiary. And one day in 1968, the man himself, the man in black, Johnny Cash, came to my town. Just a couple of blocks away, none of us got to hear him. Only the prison. And you know at that point, I thought, wow, prisons must be a place of fine entertainment. I grew up a little after that, just a few years later when I was in high school, I actually went into all five of those prisons. And I did shows of all different kinds. But every time I was up in front of that prison audience, they were so appreciative. I could see right there, I could see how music would fill them up and make them feel good for a minute, you know? And I always knew that was something I wanted to do again. I wanted to come back. And so finally, after years and years of trying and red tape and everything, I got to do a full concert. So full on, the band, everybody, we were all there. It was last May, and we recorded it. Not only did we record it, but it's also a docu-series that's out on Paramount Plus. Please check it out. I'm really proud of it. When you watch it, not only is it a concert film, but it's also about the women in the prison. And it might change your mind a little bit about how we think about crime and punishment and early childhood trauma and the things that we can do about it, you know? Give it a listen. It's also called I'm Not Broken. And in this concert, I wrote them a song. I wrote them a song just for them at that prison. And I wanted to lift them up. I wanted them to feel the power that they had. I wanted them to know that where they were was not the definition of where they were going, you know? That they had control over that they were powerful. So I wrote this song called I'm a Burning Woman. And I played it for them, and it was mighty fun. It was mighty powerful. I'm going to play for you here tonight. Well, this song has some colorful language. Because of the situation, it's New York, so I really don't have to tell you that, but I'm a mom, and I always just feel like I should. I don't know. All right, so here's a song. It's called I'm a Burning Woman. I'm not broken. Yes. You are at a Melissa Etheridge Indigo Girls concert. You've already gone the mile, okay? Feel it, because it's happening everywhere. Everybody can feel it these days. Yes, they can. And it feels good. Fellas, tonight you too can be a burning woman. Find it right here. It's right here. Come on. I'm a burning woman.